three meetings. The third round session of the Chapter of the Year 2022. As you well know, the deliberations of today shall be mainly focused on budgetary discussions in view to shape our roadmap for the next financial year. Before delving into our subject matter, permit me to pay special tribute to two of our new colleagues who were recently appointed on the 12th July 2022 by the President of the Republic, Madame Ebone Ngohabe Bello and Mr. Nga Gaspatari. Please give them a hand up. Congratulations once again, dear colleagues. Briefly describe Honorable Dupont Clement Fleur before joining our institution. Has served for many years as attaché at the Prime Minister's office. It goes without saying that her extensive experience at strategic levels will definitely be an added value to our policy design, review and implementation within the elections Cameroon. Honorable Nga Gaspar on his part can rightly be considered as a testimony of bottom-to-top career growth within elections Cameroon. His story helpful sets a precedence and we can only exhort our collaborators to keep working hard and be resilient for hard work and performance is always rewarded. Once more, my dear colleagues, welcome into the prestigious electoral board family. Feel at home. To those of us whose mandates were also renewed, the trust bestowed on us by the President of the Republic is undoubtedly the result of our constant commitment to Republican values and the commendable work achieved over the years, in addition to our resilience in overcoming challenges inherent to the electoral process in our country. We also congratulate it, and let us keep the same spirit. Distinguished colleagues of the electoral board, ladies and gentlemen, I would like, before addressing our agenda of the day, to make a quick resume of activity during the intercession. In effect, from 16 to 31st August 2022, and in accordance with Section 74, Sub 2 of the electoral code, we carried out a field trip with a view to supervise the closing of voter registration exercise for the year 2022. Although the operations went smoothly across the country, national territory, our field collaborators encountered some few technical and security challenges in some areas, added to the timid involvement of political parties in the local mixed commissions. We can observe from the statistics a slight increase in the 2022 voter registration as compared to the last year. As at 31st August 2022, 338,407 citizens were closed when really enrolled in this year. Among these, 126,929 are women, and the youths represent a total of 246,687, making a percentage of 73% of youths. 305 people living with disabilities were registered, as well as 7,320,150 registered voters with a view with a good proportion of 3,393,426 women. That is before the cleanup exercise. In this light, permit me to seize the opportunity to commend your remarkable implication, honorable board members, for the efficient day-to-day follow-up, evaluation and supervision, which gave the necessary momentum in this exercise. I would like to particularly congratulate and encourage our collaborators in the field, without exception, especially the frontline staff and the various council branches for their resilience and sense of sacrifice throughout this exercise. Their dedication and focus on assigned targets is highly appreciated. I would like to appreciate as well our key partners, the administration, political parties and the civil society for their invaluable support, most importantly. I wish to exhort each of them to join us in view to create the necessary synergy to ameliorate voter education and sensitization, which is a catalyst for greater enrollment in the voter turnout of our citizens. Esteemed partners, dear stakeholders, and dear friends. Remember that the credibility and integrity of an election can only be guaranteed when all stakeholders have equal and fair access to the electoral process. And we want a none has an undue advantage over the others. Mindful of the vital role each of you stakeholders play in ensuring peace, harmony, and social cohesion in our country, our common objective is to always safeguard, promote, and sustain citizen participation in the electoral process with a view to prevent as much as we can electoral conflicts before, during, and after the polls. That is why you may have noticed that for a couple of days now, the electoral board has undertaken a series of bilateral talks with different stakeholders. It started with administrations and some parastatal institutions since the 19th September 2022, and we shall carry on with other stakeholders in the days ahead. The purpose is to examine and discuss areas of common interest in a bid to guarantee inclusive, transparent, and more credible elections during the 2023-2025 forthcoming electoral cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, concerning the institutional cooperation, our institution was invited to the Global Summit for Democracy scheduled from the 16th to 15th June 2022 in Budapest, Hungary. But due to calendar constraints, our teams could only afford that important event by video conference. As from the 2nd to the 12th August 2022, an invitation of African Union, Honorable Professor Dorothy Njoma and myself took part in an observer mission for the Kenyan general elections of 9 August 2022. This mission gave us exciting opportunity to experience certain aspects of the Kenyan electoral process. We also shared common interests on particular incentives to develop in the areas of mainstreaming gender and socially vulnerable groups, so as to enable and empower these groups to participate massively in the polls. A copy of the said report will be conveyed to you in due time. Furthermore, in the days ahead, our institution will be counted amongst participants in an international conference on the theme Safeguarding Election Management Bodies in the Age of Global Democracy Recession. Alongside that conference is the General Assembly for the Association of World Election Bodies, scheduled from the 13th to 23rd October 2022 in Cape Town, South Africa. Finally, still within the framework of international cooperation, Election Cameroon is invited by the United States International Center for Electoral Support, EGS, from the 1st to the 15th November 2022, to be part of our observer mission in connection to the midterm elections of the United States of America, come 6th November 2022. In this mission, in particular, we serve as a platform to address and update our memorandum of understanding with the International School for Election Organization. The objective is to explore other added value opportunities for staff training and institutional capacity building, in view to reach greater professionalism level and to enhance the visibility of our institution on the international scene. Distinguished Honorable Monsieur, Directeur General, Mesdames et Messieurs, après avoir sommairement retracé les actualités majeures qui ont meublé notre intercession, combien à présent, je vais